The Swine Health Information Center is advising the pork sector to be thinking biosecurity as we transition from summer to fall. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of its September e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg notes August was typically quiet, but there are some things to look for, especially with regards to PERS as we approach the fall and winter months.
We're at a seasonal low for PERS right now, and that's not unexpected. The 144 line 1C has also decreased, so that's a good thing. We saw the spike in cases in late 2020 and again in spring, early summer of 2021, but that has decreased now and is also at a lull. One of the things in looking at the different data from PERS, from the diagnostic labs, is the regional issues that we have with PERS in the U.S. Certainly that 1441C was an upper Midwest regional virus. It doesn't look like it's spread across the country. As I said, it's at a low point now. But I think one of the most important things that we have to keep in mind is that this is a seasonal low. And with the questions of 1441C causing a spike in early summer, when again, it should have been at a seasonal low and the temperatures were increasing, the question becomes how much of an issue is it going to be this fall? So the biosecurity issues around PERS and the review of biosecurity protocols and making sure that that happens every day out on the farm is probably going to be an important piece of our PERS outlook and the PERS outbreaks that are going to happen this fall and this winter.
The full domestic and global swine disease surveillance reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.